You're listening to Mokasahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's 27 minutes to 9 o'clock on this beautiful evening. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132 international overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132 +27 84 786 3132 Yes, we welcome once again the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, the listeners of Sari SFM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, listeners are asking about Palestine. What's happening? What's the latest in Palestine, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today I sent out several things for you. Number one is this, the Germans themselves. Today you can't hide anything from the world. Everything is digital now on camera, there's evidence. So the Germans say, one third of them, that what the Jews went through there in Germany and what the Nazis did to them. So they, today the Jews are doing the same thing to the Palestinians. So why must the Palestinians suffer for what the Nazis did to the Jews? Imagine this. So therefore, without fear of contradiction, we have to say that Israel is an apartheid terrorist occupying Nazi regime. And that's what I call them. Remember that, and they record every program of mine for past 20 years, alhamdulillah. Second one, one Jutla killed another Jutla. We say, alhamdulillah. So he sent him straight to hell. So the more Jutlas fight among themselves and they shoot one another, we say, alhamdulillah, very, very good, because they only busy with the rifles. So now they say, no, friendly fire. So now one Jutla shot, and this is in the newspaper, I sent it to you. Third one, all these are non-Muslims. Non-Muslim guy said, you must look at both sides. Look at Gaza. They call it Gaza. We must always give the proper Islamic terminology, Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةِ Do you even know what is Gaza? Gaza is 1 hour away from Jerusalem, but they got 15, 20 checkpoints. It'll take you 5, 10, 20 hours, depending how long they stop you and so forth. So remember that, so that under 15 years, more than 15 years have passed now for the open prison. They, the Palestinians, cannot control the skies. These Jutlas can come any day and bomb them. And they can't control the land and the sand, because everything that comes in must be checked by their borders, by their police and army. And then the sea, they can't just go fishing and swimming anywhere. So this is the democratic dispensation of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You are not the chosen nation, you are the cursed nation. Almighty Allah is punishing you and will punish you till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. And as I told Richie Rich, you know Rishi. So today, Rishi, you must remember, he calls Putin the rogue Putin. You see, the rogue Russia. But Rishi, next year Diwali, you out. Write it down. I'm telling you, inshallah. And to you, Bibi Netanyahu, by next year, not 2023, 2024, you also will be out. Inshallah. Why we say this? Because Allah says, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى that you think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. All day they're fighting with one another. بَأَسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ Quran says, among themselves they have big, big wars and big, big fighting. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ They got no brains, no intelligence and no intellect. The Quran says so. Chapter 59, verse 14. Now, when the far right comes into power, listen to this person's name, Ben-Gur, G-W-E-R. So he's a crazy guy. He said that you must expel these Arabs and so forth. When that Baruch Goldstein, the murderous, terrorist, Zionist, murdered my brothers and your brothers, 29, in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman. He said it's good. He took his photo and snap and put it in his house. He said that what he did is right. So these are the mentality of this. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu. Quran says they are our worst enemy, but we definitely will say the majority Yahud and the majority Hunud, the majority Jews and majority Hindus, our enemies, Quran says. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And go see Israel, the apartheid regime, and go see India, the apartheid India today under Modi. So therefore, we must make dua as Muslims. Allah Ta'ala guide them. That's the first dua. But if there's no guidance for them, then Allah must decimate and destabilize them and remove them. They are a cancer on this earth, these Jutlas. Remember that. So they are the ones who cause big problems everywhere. So therefore, today was a good thing Erdogan did. Tayyip Erdogan, at least he got his direction a little bit right, you know, compared to the other Muslim leaders. So the Americans, some of them in the administration, they send their condolences. He said, get out, we're not interested in your condolences here. Because they know, they just have to put two and two together and know who's behind all this type of bombing and so forth in Istanbul.
Ustad, somebody is saying that what is the virtue of reading the last two verses of Surah Al-Jathiyah, para 25, last page, Ustad?
So you must remember that in authentic ahadith, there's nothing mentioned about Surah Al-Jathiyah. It's Quran Sharif, every verse you read, so remember you get reward, and it will be multiplied 10 times, and so forth, and so on. But in authentic ahadith, you won't find. Yes, if you speak of Surah Baqarah, the last two verses, you know it is the longest surah, longest chapter in the Noble Quran. So chapter 2 Surah Baqarah verses 285-286. This was given to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the occasion of the miraculous nocturnal journey, and his authentic hadith, remember, is a gift. It was given on the occasion of Mi'raj. Open Sahih Muslim, you will find it there. For these verses, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Ummah and said, Allimu nisa'akum wa awladakum. Teach your wives, teach your females, teach your awlad, your children, grandchildren. Open Mustadrak Hakim, you will find the hadith there.
Somebody sent a message saying that to Mufti Saab and to Maulana Arafat, please sign the petition form, Ustad. A no to unisex bathroom for schools in South Africa. Do you agree, Ustad?
Remember that you must go always. It's not just answer the question and finish. Go back. So remember, democracy came. I mean, I went to school, right? So I remember very, very well that we had Indian school, colored school, African school, Bantu school, whatever you want to call, and the white school. The whites had everything, the cream of the crop, the best. But under apartheid, we used to get pencils, we used to get books, we used to get everything from the government. Although the education might not be so good like the whites had in all the facilities, but the education was still good. Now, after 94, democracy came, freedom came. Now, currently, we're sitting with two ministers of education. I pose these questions to you. Last week, Monday, exactly a week today, you set a match newspaper, match paper, nobody can solve the problem. So who's the real clowns in all this, I'm asking you? You make yourself a laughing stock in the whole world. South Africa, bunch of jokers, that's one example. Two, your figures, you said that in your schools, public schools, government schools, you got 90,000. I'm telling you now it's gone to over 100,000, that girls who are pregnant in schools. So now you speak of unisex toilets and so forth. So what they will do? The teacher will teach biology. They will meet in a toilet. The boy will tell the girl, or the boy will tell the boy, or the girl will tell the girl, come, let's try out some lessons now. Practically, we will do it, you see. You know, first time I saw this, I was shocked. I thought I'm dreaming, you know, hallucinating. I went to New Zealand and we came back, you know. So you stop in Australia, then from there you fly to Dubai. It was Melbourne or it was Brisbane or one of these big cities. And we had to go in the lounge, like you see. So they had their gents and they had ladies. And then in the middle, they had something. So I said, what's this going on? So this is many, many years ago, maybe 10, 8 years ago. So I looked up, they got their no gender or unisex or some funny term. I looked and looked, then I understood. This is all for the bailas, you know. So we call them in our language bailas. These guys who are mixed up, they don't know the Eve or the Steve, you know. They don't know the in front or the back. Entry, exit for them is same. So how can you even make such a proposal? The problem with South Africa is this. And let me be honest, we love South Africa. I promote South Africa in the whole world. I tell everybody, you will never get another country like South Africa, but destroyed by our politicians and our government, corrupted to the core. So what has happened is, they want to impress the West, you see. So we got the best constitution in the world. Your constitution stinks, man. Let me be honest with you. So if your constitution is so good, how can a person commit rape 90 times and you can't do anything to him? These are the people should be put front of the firing squad and shot in public. That is what you need to do. So remember this. But you are wishy-washy, human rights. That human rights that tramples on divine rights is not worth the paper on which is written. That is what we say. So now you want to make unisex toilets. So what they will do in that toilet there? They will be playing, scoring goals there and hitting extra time there. It's World Cup, you know. You say, let's start our World Cup here. Are you all idiots or what? It's compulsory. Every person, not only Muslim, every person should sign that petition and tell the government, you've made us fools in the vaccines and in Pala-Pala. Pala-Pala, the result will come out on Thursday. According to me, he's gone already, CR. Remember that. That's the inside information, if you know a little bit. That, unless they cook something up, but America is fed up, Europe is fed up, they put their hopes on him, and he made Pala-Pala. You see, when we used to play soccer, in my days, you know, when we were there in the African township location, there's no facilities, so we put our own Pala-Pala. You know, parlors, we should call it. So we put one pole here, you put one pole. Come on, let's start the match. And I'm the captain because I got the ball, you know how it is. So yeah, then we make our own Pala-Pala. He started his Pala-Pala, but they caught him offside, you see. So under the matras, million dollars. So that is what happens, you must remember. You want to impress the West, and then you get disgraced and humiliated. Every human being, Jew, Christian, Hindu, atheist, Buddhist, everyone should sign that. Because I got no children, I can just walk away. But what about our children, we call them? It's not a question of Islam and non-Muslim, no. It's a question of humanity. It's a question of our shame, of our modesty. We can't even find out where's our entry and our exit. And absolute shame and disgrace on the government and the people who propose this nonsense idea. It stinks, remember, from South Africa, right till Pala-Pala.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, it's 14 minutes to 9 o'clock. We have breaking news. The sister says, good evening, Mr. A.K. Hussein. We are a group of 5 women who have been divorced by our husbands because we were convinced by Mr. Anderson to join Islam if we want peace and paradise. So we want to join today, if you might help us to do so. This is from Anastasia Muketsi. So I asked them, are you ready and what names have you all chosen? So she replied, we don't know. Please do choose for us. Yes, we are ready. Ustad, those 5 ladies.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. To my brother Anderson, MashaAllah. Allah Jalla Wala reward you. Now I'm going to share a quick secret with you all. You see, when we took the break, 8:30, I went to read Salat. And Allah just puts in our head, I said, Ya Allah, Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwafaqin, maqbulin, Ya Rabbal. Ya Allah, let us give somebody Islam. And now Allah accepts the dua. That is the fadl, the grace. It's not we non-entities, we nothing. We are sinners. But Allah's deen, Allah will choose somebody. It's all 5 sisters, right?
Jews, that.
Right, come, we have to give you your names. So you choose whichever name you want. So number 1, Maryam. So anybody chose Maryam? Right, they chose Maryam. Next one, Fatima. So who chose Fatima? So you, Fatima. Next one will be Aisha. So you chose Aisha, third one. Fourth one will be Khadija. So there's the fourth one. And the fifth one will be Sophia. So we got the five names, inshallah. So you'll choose the five names. Brother Anderson, you sort out the names and everything. Now you, my beloved sisters, you're going to read with me now, inshallah, the Arabic, and thereafter we'll translate it. So you read now. Ashhadu. Ashhadu. Allah. Allah. Ilaha. Ilaha. Illallahu, illallahu, wa ashahadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh. So there you are, Muslim now, and now you're translating it, and you repeat the translation. Your names are done. You left your husbands because of Islam. Allah Jalla Wala forgave all your sins, and Allah Ta'ala will give you someone better. You must raise your hands every day and beg Almighty Allah. So translation, repeat after me. I bear witness that truly there is none. There is none worthy of worship, except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that truly Nabi Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and the final, the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Well done to you, my sisters. Allahumma thabbitna al iman, wa amitna al iman, wa shurna yawm al qiyamati mal iman. To you, my brother Anderson, Allah Jalla wala reward you. You have become a true ambassador. You, my sisters, the Quran Sharif states, chapter 8, verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفُ. When you entered into the fold of Islam, your sins are forgiven. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, innal islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. My one request to you, my sisters, I assume you're all in Durban, so you must contact, my sister is there, my nieces are there, my family is there, so you must go every day for classes to our sisters, and inshallah they will teach you the basics of Islam and so forth. So every day you must start learning about Islam, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala guide me, you, and all of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
They say thanks to God and you for guiding us, we feel better and happy, Ustad.
MashaAllah, always you will feel better. How we have to recharge our cell phone every day, we have to recharge our Iman, our Islam also every day. Allah bless you, my five sisters. So don't forget to read your five daily salat also. In the starting, you just go through the positions and postures, and slowly, slowly, you will learn everything, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. She says she has chosen the name Fatima, Ustad. We are in Kimberley.
Oh, they're in Kimberley, all of them.
Gee, they say Kimberley, Ustad.
Okay, write down all these names, make notes there. I got four or five students there. So you contact them and don't tell them now, tell their wives to teach you. First one, Maulana Hanif Ubare. Maulana Hanif Ubare, you contact him, tell him I said, he must make a plan for you. Second one is that Maulana Kader, his son's name is Abdul Qadir. So Maulana Ahmad Kader, so it's Qadir but they pronounce Kader. So Maulana Ahmad Kader, he's number two. Then number three is this, there are two brothers there, Feldman brothers, Maulana Yusuf Feldman and Maulana Adam Feldman. So that's four. And there's a fourth one there also, Suleiman Abrams. I think he's back now in Kimberley. So Maulana Suleiman Abrams, any one of them, you contact them, they're all my students, and their appas, their wives will teach you gladly, inshallah. So I gave you five names. So maybe one, you'll go and you'll learn. All five want to go, alhamdulillah.
Ameen.
So that, so Allah make all five from Kimberley.
Gee, Ustad.
The holy city of Kimberley. That holy, you don't spend H-O-L-Y. You spell H-O-L-E. You get Allah, the big diamonds Allah. There, you know. You been there, Molana?
No, Ustad.
Oh, Molana. All right, let's carry on.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, please tell us the latest in Turkey, Ustad.
Another person you must contact there, my sisters. He's there for 35, 40 years now. Molana Muhammad Jina. He's very good in all this also. He's the senior Molana Sheikh there. Molana Muhammad Jina, inshallah. What's the question?
Someone wants to know, please tell us the latest in Turkey, Ustad.
Remember, the latest in Turkey is this, that six people passed away and it went to 20 and more and more, and then over 80 injured. That was the last I heard. Might be more also now. And remember, because Monday is very hectic day for me, but anyway, so they arrested one lady there. I've been to all these places with Allah's help, the Taksim Square and Istiklal Road and so forth. So she was sitting there on a bench. They got her on camera for 35, 40 minutes, and then she left some parcel there underneath that bench and walked away. And in few minutes, it exploded and so forth. Fingers are pointing towards the PKK, that is the Kurdish people and so forth. Obviously, they are funded by our enemies and so forth. So on this issue, we will stand with the Turkish government, with Tayyip Erdogan and his people, and remember this, that we make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Ta'ala accept their shahadat and martyrdom. Those who are injured, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, Allah Jalla Wala grant them shifa-e kamil and a speedy recovery.
Let's go to overseas, Ustad. We are purchasing a property and converting it into a mosque very close to where you were, Mufti Sahab, lodged when you were here to visit us. We are already facing resistance, as always. Sheikh, any dua, please help. From Italy, Ustad.
Ah, mashallah, Sheikh Italy, Sheikh Abdullah in Italy, mashallah. You mustn't worry about that. Let's take it step by step. You're building a mosque? Excellent. That's number one. Now you, brother, my Abdullah, you know the story, no? Wa'arina manasikana wa tub alayna. When he met me there at Venice Airport, he was crying, and he hugged me, and he read in my ears, Wa'arina manasikana wa tub alayna. That same Allah who took me and you for Hajj, Taif, you read it, and the agent contacted you. You didn't have to contact the agent. And he said, Abdullah, you come for Hajj for me, all expenses paid. That's the same Allah. So you must make sure everything must be done properly according to Sharia. The land and the sand, the owner is Almighty Allah. The walls and the structure and roof and whatever, all must belong to Almighty Allah. Your ablution blocks everything. That's the main thing to make it a masjid. Yes, you appoint trustees, you appoint directors, officials, that's fine, to oversee the smooth running. Regarding the resistance, is expected, my brother. You are in Italy, you know Vatican, you know Rome, you know Venice, you know all. The three-quarter of the churches are closed there. You showed me yourself how things operate there. So all of you Muslims in Italy, whether you are in Milano, whether you are in Venice, whether you are in Rome, wherever you are, so read 2 rakat salat, go into sajda and cry to Allah, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, the nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when he or she is in sajda, in that posture, position where we surrender ourselves completely to Allah. This is out of salat, out of prayer, out of namaz. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So ask Allah abundantly and cry to Allah, speak to Allah in your language, whatever you're comfortable with. Ya Allah, we want to build your house. Everything is under your control, your majesty, your authority, your sovereignty. Inshallah, give out some charity also. The resistance will go away, inshallah, and you build the masjid and get as many Muslims to contribute, and don't take money from non-Muslims. Take money from Muslims only. Say, we will build this house of Almighty Allah, tawan aw karaha, whether the non-Muslims like it or not.
Ustad, I've got a quick two questions. One is, Allahu Akbar and congratulations to the five sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them steadfast. I'm Sister Zainab from Pretoria. Can I get privately the number of one of the sisters? I have brand new abayas and headscarves that I can send by a pep taxi. That's number one. Number two is our beloved Habibi Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. He sent a message to you, Ustad. He says, to all those sisters who want to learn about Islam, there are classes every Wednesday at 189 West Road. For further information, contact Sister Aisha. This is a project of Capital Group, Ustad.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. And it is his Ikhlas that, alhamdulillah, millions of people are benefiting. Hundreds of them are embracing Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala reward our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. The problem I foresee in this, that the officers are there in Durban where they're doing the good work, but they in Kimberley. So we need somebody there. So I gave them you, Sister Zainab. Excellent. What we will do is, Maulana, you got Sister Zainab's number.
Yeah, right? I got Sister Zainab.
Yeah, so just send her our brother Anderson's number, and inshallah, that he then will then pass the message on to them. And inshallah, then the Zainab can then liaise directly with the ladies, and in that way. Now, sisters Muslims, I know you're all very, very good, you know, that you're the heart of gold. But sometimes that heart of gold becomes a little bit mixed up, you know. Either hunu, che, hunu, our people say, this is genuine gold. So now you start just giving any money. You want to help our five sisters, so remember, use lilla money only. You want to send abayas, you want to send musallas, you want to send this, just use lilla money, don't use any other money, please. So in that way there, they will get the reward as long as they're reading, using it, and you will get the optimum reward for sponsoring and giving all these gifts.
Ameen.
So take cognizance of that, inshallah.
Well, Ameen, 9 o'clock, sport time, we're going to go for our interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away, my beloved listeners. Stay tuned.